there were 3,036 line items in the budget. 3,036. I know this because I looked at every single line item in the budget, and it took quite a bit of time. But, and grab my favorite pen, but not all of those line items made it past this veto pen. The Florida Constitution gives me the authority to hold special interest accountable with the line item veto. Today, I'm exercising that authority to remove an additional $615 million worth of special interest.
Governor Scott called on the legislature to redirect some of the funds to education. Among the cuts, nearly $14 million from the various University of South Florida campuses, funding for the Tampa Bay Area Regional Transportation Authority, or TBARTA, and nearly $4.8 million to public television and radio stations. This is WMNF's Development Director, Laura Taylor.
The state legislature had already cut about $20,000 from our appropriation, but we were still hoping to get that $64,000 or so dollars. Now, without that, we're not sure where we stand. We do have plans to make it up, but we'll have to see if they work. We're going to have to take a look at next year's budget, but the truth is we may not be able to pay for some programs that WMNF listeners rely on every day and maybe not be able to produce all the events, too.